Hello, good to have you back again for Psalm of the Week from Campbelltown Free Church. This week's Psalm is Psalm 86. Let's read it together. A prayer of David. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call on you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call on you. So hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvellous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You've delivered me from the depths of the grave. The arrogant are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless men seek my life, men without regard for you. But you, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Grant your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. I wonder, have you ever been at an event and someone has come up to you and in a surprised and not at all accusing way said to you, I did not expect to see you here. We could say the same thing to Psalm 86. It's the only psalm in Book 3 of the Book of Psalms composed by David. Its natural habitat would be along with the bulk of the off-David psalms in Books 1 and 2. Yet, here it is, out of place, in Book 3. The Holy Spirit guided the compilers of the Book of Psalms to put Psalm 86 where it is, to give us a warning. With the Jerusalem temple's demolition, the Davidic monarchy's overthrow, and the people's deportation into exile, it appeared that all God's covenant promises had crashed and burned. Who was to blame for this catastrophe? The answer given by the negative space of Book 3 is that it is all due entirely to the people's failure of faith. They had refused point blank to look to God for help. The Old Testament has various expressions to describe looking to God for help. Trusting in the Lord, waiting for the Lord, the fear of the Lord, seeking shelter in the Lord, and believing in the Lord. These expressions are conspicuously absent in Book 3, highlighting that failing to have faith in God and looking elsewhere for help only results in disasters. In contrast to most of the psalms in Book 3, Psalm 86, this old school psalm from a past era, talks about trusting in the Lord, verse 2, about fearing the Lord, verse 11, and as the psalm is a prayer of David, it's all about relying on the Lord. Psalm 86 contrast with most of Book 3's other psalms is a warning to us. If we do not trust in the Lord, if we look to other sources, other people, other things for help, then we cannot be expected to be rescued from our enemies or given help in times of distress. We do well to remember this when facing our own challenges. Psalm 86 is out of place for another reason. It's to give us a reality check. Most psalms in Book 3 drive home the point that God's people have experienced these difficulties because they've broken their covenant obligations towards God. They've been disloyal to God, disobedient to his word. They've looked somewhere else for help. In contrast, Psalm 86, this old school psalm from a past era, talks about a king who is faithful to God and a king who obeys God's demands. He trusts in the Lord. He's loyal to God. He's devoted to God, as verses 11 and 12 indicate. Listen to how he expresses his desire for God and his devotion to him. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. He wants to walk wholeheartedly in God's ways. He's devoted to God. He wants to serve and praise God single-mindedly. This is not a failure of faith, but all the faith of the king is directed towards God. And yet, David the king still experiences difficulties. Verse 1, I am poor and needy. Verse 14, the arrogant are attacking me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life. Verse 17, he mentions his enemies. Psalm 86 contrasts with most of Book 3's other psalms, is telling us to get real about the Christian life. We imagine that if we are obedient to God, if we are wholehearted in our devotion to him, if we are faithful to him, we'll only experience a few problems, but not many problems. Psalm 86 gives us a reality check. It tells us that often obedience to God and loyalty to him will bring even more difficulties into our lives than before. And we only have to think of Jesus in this context. Where did his wholehearted faithfulness and his obedience to God take him? It took him to the cross. Psalm 86 is where it is for a third reason, and that's to give us encouragement. It tells us what happens when, like David and Jesus, we rely on God. We discover that when we look to God for help, that he protects us. He doesn't immunize us from difficulties, but when they threaten to overwhelm us, he rescues us. He doesn't shield us from them, but he keeps us safe in them. In verse 14, David states how his enemies wanted to kill him, but that's not what happened. Verse 13, for great is your love towards me, you have delivered me from the depths of the grave. If we look to God for help, we discover that God reassures us that he's in control. Seven times in verse 3, 4, 5, 8, 9, 12 and 15, God is called the Sovereign One. That's how the Hebrew word that appears as Lord in our English translations means. He's in control and he reassures us of that. In verses 5 and 15, we hear echoes of Exodus 34 verses 6 and 7. And this reminds us that even though we may be experiencing difficulties, God's default way of dealing with us is according to his grace, love, compassion, his forgiveness and pity. And the cross is the historical, unchangeable reminder of that. Verse 9 is a remarkable statement given the context that the nations are attacking David. He says, all nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name. It reminds us that no matter how bleak our circumstances are, how great our difficulties might seem, that God will give us hope of better days ahead, because that's what verse 9 is saying. It's saying that the nations which have overwhelmed and destroyed Israel in the present will one day come and worship with Israel. This sovereign, gracious, protecting God of hope, this God is our God. And David's response to him in verses 11 and 12 encourages us to acknowledge that he is worthy of our love, our loyalty, our obedience and our praise, irrespective of how we feel and irrespective of what is going on in our lives. Let's pray for a moment. O Lord, you are forgiving and good, full of love for those who ask you for help. So hear our prayer, listen to our cry, answer us as we call upon you. O Lord, when in your sovereign wisdom you bring difficult circumstances into our lives, continue to watch over us just as you have promised. Give us the assurance that you are in control of all that is happening to us. May we experience your grace, love, patience, mercy and forgiveness in our difficulties. And may you fill us with your hope that in all things you are actively at work to bless us with spiritual good. O Lord, when we find your Son and his salvation rejected and dishonored, may we be constant in prayer, pleading with you that the time would come soon when all nations you have made will come and worship before you. O Lord, whatever is going on in our lives and in our world, teach us your ways. Help us to obey your truth single-mindedly. Give us undivided hearts so that we might praise you with all our hearts and glorify your name forever. Hear our prayer, for we ask, as we always do, in and through the name of Jesus, our Saviour and our Lord. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. May God bless you and may he give you grace to walk in his ways and to obey his truth single-mindedly.